Matthew chapter 17, a very familiar scripture, but I want to teach you a lesson from it this afternoon. Matthew 17, verse 24. Matthew 17, verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." When he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, now he didn't tell Jesus what had happened. Jesus just knew. "What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?" Peter said unto him, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto him, "Then are the children free." Yeah. Then the 27th verse said, "Notwithstanding." You see that verse?
Yeah.
"Lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook, take up the fish that first cometh up." First fish, you don't have to fish, you don't have to go fishing. "And when thou open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money." First fish that cometh up, that take thou and give unto them for me and thee. I want to give you some points. I have been doing this, how to walk in financial miracle. How to walk in financial miracle. Most of us need a miracle to get out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I want to give you some point, biblical points that I think is real strong. Acts chapter 9, verse 6. It's the first one. Acts chapter 9, verse 6. I used these in the early part of my ministry. The Lord began to show me something. And I was calling my attention this afternoon. The Lord says, "I want you to go ahead and minister on that, how to walk in financial miracle." And there in Acts 9, 6, you know, Saul came into the presence of the Lord. And there's a statement here that I need you to mature in. It's a maturing. He was a rookie, but he asked a matured question. After having that experience with God, in the 6th verse, 9 and 6, and he trembled and astonished, said, "Lord, what would I have me to do?" Now that question there is very important. Underline that. In your financial status at this point, if you want to begin to function in financial miracles, you ask the Lord at the point where you are now, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?"
Okay.
Follow instruction. Sometimes instruction, in the aspect of Peter getting instruction to go catch a fish and open the fish mouth and look for some money, don't seem too cordial, don't seem too wide, but that's where the miracles come in at, when you follow instruction out of the order, the black, out of the known, out of the sense realm. See, I think sometimes we use too much sense, and the spirit can't get us to do something. And so here, this boy didn't know what to do. He said, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" He saw the power of God. He had a vision. He saw the thing God ministered to him. And so he won't know what to do. And I think in your finances, where you are now, the first step for your financial miracle, to live in financial miracles or walk in financial miracles, is consistently ask the Lord, "What would I have him to do?"
Amen.
Do you see that?
Right.
Yeah, you see that? See, because it seemed like the Lord sometimes work unsynchronized to your mind or to the natural. But if you ask him, and if you, now if you ask him, if you ask him, you got to be ready. You got to be ready to do it now. Don't ask him nothing. If you don't want to do it, don't ask him nothing. If it got to be according to your plan and your ideas, why'd you ask me? You could have went on and have done it yourself. There's some strange orders going to be given to you. You're going to have to be prayerful here. You're not going to be able to walk here without prayer. without intimacy, because you're going to have to really trust him, because he gave you things to do that is beyond your reach. Sometimes it looks like it's asinine what the Lord tell you to do, because it's not with the normal pattern what you learn in school. So if you're going to ask that question, you better be ready. You know, he'll tell you, give all you have. No, I didn't want to do that, Lord. What else you got? And he gave him instruction, told him what to do, and he followed it, and he got ministered to. The second scripture I want you to turn to is one of my favorite. It's miraculous in every phase of life, if you can catch this second one, in John 2:5. Yeah, it's miraculous. It don't just turn water into wine.
Yes, sir.
It turned less into plenty. It's so powerful. You see, you really don't need no wine right now. You don't need no water. But there's a principle there that will manifest. See, yeah, it just doesn't manifest wine. It's miracle power. Look at it, 2:5. What she said, whatsoever he said to you, that work in any realm of the supernatural. What I said? See, that's a supernatural statement, that whatsoever he says to you, do it. Don't get no committee. Don't ask nobody, is this the right thing to do? He said it to you. Do it. Many times I was in that case. No, I don't know, no other minister was doing it. No other church was doing it. But he told me to do something. I did it. And it worked out like magic. I didn't go ask no question. I didn't go to the association. And so when they did it, I mean, if the average person would have saw them putting water in there, you know, it would have said they're out of their mind. But the Bible do say something in this verse, in this text, that the men who put their water in know where that wine came from. See, you got to become a part of it for it to be real to you. And you have to be willing to do something out of the ordinary. In the spirit, you got to be willing to step out of the ordinary. Yeah, you're not going to walk in financial freedom. You're not going to walk in financial prosperity in the normal pattern. There's something you're going to have to do that you don't fully understand. But you trust him. Notice how big that is. Whatsoever he says to you. See, she knew him, his mother. Said, whatever he says to you, do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, something he said. Now, what she's saying, sometimes he talk off the wall.
Yeah.
I've seen him in action.
Yeah.
But everything he said have come to pass.
Yeah. So do it.
So back then she said that, right here and today, I can say the same thing.
Yeah.
I've seen him say some off the wall things for me to do, but every one I did that he told me to do came out like he said.
Yes, sir.
See, and you got to be ready. You got to be willing, and you have to walk in faith to do that. You can't talk to your family because they're gonna have some other idea that'll work out better. They're calculating and calibrating, but the Lord is operating in the realm of the supernatural. See, it almost to remember today, probably there are times he have said things to do, to you to do, but you thought it was off the wall. We put it on Satan. We say, Satan, that's the devil there.
Yeah.
No, that's the Lord. The Lord talking to you, Lord. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. That's not the devil. That's the Lord talking to you. It's a good excuse, you know, to get off with it. Yeah. Yeah, because you didn't want to do it. But you notice that what they did it, and the water turned into wine.
Yes, sir.
It's a miracle. Miracles work like that.
Yes, sir.
Then the third thing, because I want to come back over all of them quickly and give you some insight on them, one by one, is found in a very beautiful story in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, because when the Lord tell you to do something, there can't be no promising, I'm going to do it.
Yes, sir.
He don't play that. See? And so we look. I don't have time to read the whole story. Luke 5 and 6. There, the Lord, the boys that fish all night. You know, we have been believing for our finances, some of y'all, quite some time, right?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And, but they hadn't taken nothing. But when the master came along, he gave instruction to him. I need to read this a little bit.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite. In 5:1, it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen was gone out of them and were washing their net. They hadn't caught nothing. Empty.
Yeah.
And he said to one of them, to one of the ship, which was Simon, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draw. Now notice, no draw. Notice, nothing happened down in that place. He told him what to do, right?
Yes, sir.
Notice nothing happened yet. See? Simon answered him, said, Master, we have taught all the night. How long you been toiling in your finances? See, that's why the Lord will tell them all. That's why the Lord will teach this morning. See, because I've been through this.
Yes, sir.
See, toiling and trying to get your finance to work and have a little saving sometime, but trembling all the time and know something will come along and take that.
Yes,
but you got to have enough that whatever come along, you know you're all right.
Yes,
when that's the way the Lord wanted to be.
Yes,
he said, I am come that you might have life and you have it what?
More.
He's talking about finances too. And then Ephesians 3:20 said, now unto him that they able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask to think.
Right.
But notice it says, according to the power that working in you.
Yes, sir.
So he said, and Simon Evans said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Who understand what I'm saying there?
Yes, sir.
Nevertheless, I'll let that, nothing happen. Why? Let the net not down yet. See? And most of the time, when God tell you to do something by the Spirit of God, it look foolish. See, this man is a professional fisherman. You just a Bible teacher. You gonna tell me how to fish? See, that's the thing. Never become familiar with the Holy Ghost. Write that down. Never become familiar with the Holy Ghost. Talking about, we did it this way last time. What?
Right, come on.
Stay open for fresh, new instruction.
Yes, sir.
See? Fresh miracles.
Yes, sir.
See? So don't get familiar with him. Are you following me?
Yes,
I said, are you following me? None of y'all answer me. Because I want you, when I finish, I want you to have some steps in financial miracle. See. It's not your confession. It's not all the Bible scripture you read is what you do when you're told to do it.
Yes,
sir. The scripture is supposed to talk to you. And the scripture is supposed to give you direction.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And they can't be according to how you want it.
Right.
Amen.
Then it's natural.
Yeah.
But when God tell you something to do, he know you can't do.
Yeah. Right.
Whoa, you missed it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you missed it. See, he tell you to do something he know you can't do.
Yeah.
Other words, in what I'm going to say is that he can't do, you can't make it happen like he going to make it come out.
Yes,
you see, you can follow instruction.
Yeah.
But you can't really do what he told you to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, that went right over your head. You see? See? He can put the net out there, but he can't make the fish get in there. He already been doing that all night.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So let me say it this way. I want you to write yourself a note. It's time for my financial miracle.
It's time.
Write your note. Write it down in your note. It's time for my financial miracle. Put the date on it. Because what I'm telling you is going to create financial miracles in your life.
Yeah.
You I follow these revelations, and they begin to produce financial miracles in my life. I remember when I first came upon them. Whatever he says to you, do it. And then this one is talking about nothing happened. He said it. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. No miracle. But he answered it, but he said he's going to do it. But he had not carried it out. He had not done it. Now look what happened next now. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fish. And their net break. That's a miracle, you see. Sam water, Sam fish, Sam net, Sam boat, Sam people. But they're following another guideline now. They're not following their job. They're not following what they can do. They're obeying the Lord. And the miracle came. I'm proud to say, somewhere you missed a turn. I know it hurt, but my job is to tell you don't miss it the next time. See, everything, don't always look at the thing that look good. You know, no, because it's the commercial people will get you in. But just follow what God tell you to do. They in my hometown, in the place, they thought I was out of my mind. But they don't think that way no more. They're trying to say what kind of mind he has. I like to have it myself. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, I went way out. I did a lot of things. But the Lord told me. Man told me, one man offered me some land, and a politician told me that there was garbage dump going to be built there. And then that land had no value. You got garbage dumps, stank, you know. And the Holy Ghost told me, said, that's it, get it. See, first of all, he ain't looking out for your interest. So why would he tell you? And second, I'm not going to let no garbage don't be built out there. He didn't tell me that verbally, but I knew in my spirit. Bought the land, and then one of the most prestigious subdivisions built on the land. Made the land that I got went sky high. But I had to follow the spirit. People say, don't do it. The Spirit said, do it. So I went with the Spirit and got my miracle. I'm not talking about 20 acres of land. You know what I'm talking about, right? 600 acres. The most prime land in the area. They're calling us constantly trying to buy it. They want to build subdivision stuff. My son, Leroy, are dealing with them. And Leroy know the numbers. And we don't need the money. So no pressure. No pressure. I'm thinking about in some of the land building a spot for my boy when they come with their RV and have a nice place. They put their RV and hook it up in one spot, so we ain't worried about them. Yeah, we think about me and my wife talk about it. Say we build us some slots here and we just pull in there. Build up some little shed and stuff to sit on. But you had to follow the Lord.
Yes, sir.
See? Now, the man who sold it to me, I had to help him one time. He was in trouble. He needed a letter. I wrote the letter for him. He's a good man. And so he said, I'll finance it. So he put some interest on it, you know, and he's making some money. But he didn't know. You know, it was just like me walking off and got the finance. Turned around and said, paid it off. See? See, because the Lord did it. See what I'm saying? So he thought it was going to be years. I don't know how many years it took. 3 years. My son just hold his hand and much. I don't remember nothing. I don't know what happened yesterday. Matter of fact, don't care what happened, you know. I don't care. They're gonna have the autobiography, they're gonna have to write it. I got a lot of things that to go in the book, but I'm not gonna write it. I ain't got time.
Yes, sir.
You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
The next thing I found out, there's a position you can get yourself into. Whatsoever you do, prosper.
Yeah.
Turn to Psalm 1. See, you shout, whatsoever you say till you do it.
Yeah.
Whatsoever you do shall prosper.
Yeah.
When they had that done, what will you have me to do?
Yeah.
See, you can use those to create financial miracles in your life.
Yes, sir.
They work.
Yes, sir.
See, whatever you say till you do it.
Yeah.
Now we're at the point here now, this man teaches us, whatsoever you do shall prosper.
That's good.
What kind of life that is? Whatsoever you do. You know, and now, and to tell you the truth, that's where I am now.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Yeah, yeah. Whatsoever I do, prosper.
Yes,
but I followed the instruction.
Yes, sir.
And so now you walk in financial miracle every day. Every day. Nothing really surprised me. 30,000, 40,000, that don't surprise me. Because I'm walking in financial miracle. Because I did what he told me to do. You can't get upset about that. You need to try to learn a lesson. It's available for all of us. See? But you got to sell out for the walk like this. And the Lord told me to teach you this afternoon. You study those five stories and you see that miracle where Jesus just tell him, go catch a fish. And what you say, I ain't going out there. Fish. And Peter was a fisherman.
Right. Yeah.
He never saw no money, no fish mouth.
Yes, sir.
But he obeyed.
Yes, sir.
And that's the important part of financial miracles.
Yes, sir.
Stop walking the normal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Stop 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stop that mess. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Stop that.
Yes, sir.
He don't work like that.
Right. Yes, sir.
See, whatever he says to you, do it.
Whatever.
I don't care if nobody else has done it. You do it.
Right.
Now, how can I get in that position? Psalm 1 tell you. See? I mean, we done read this psalm before. You know, we done shout about it. Are you ready to live it?
Yeah.
Are you ready to make it your portion of psalm? See? You live a holy, consecrated life. See, this don't work with nobody playing no game. You know, the Bible tells us to be sanctified.
Yes,
the Bible tells us to be holy. Now, we don't talk about that. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
we don't talk about that in the church much, but there's a way to live a sanctified, separated life just for him.
Yes,
and everybody around you know you belong to him.
Yes,
ain't no shucking and jiving. They ain't got time to play no game.
Yes,
you understand?
Yes,
are you following me?
Yes.
You see, this world is they're mixed up now in this world. They're doing all kind of things, but you still can walk in their midst in holiness and righteousness. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So here, before we get to that third verse, look what happened. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Yeah.
You have to walk there.
Yes,
nor stand is in the way of sinners. You have to stand there.
Yeah.
Nor sit is in the seat of the scornful. See, you don't sit there.
Yeah.
But his delight, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night.
Yes, sir.
Now that's the commentary on Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season, and his leaf also shall not wither. And, oh my God. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, if I could stand here as a living witness, I know it worked because I'm doing it.
Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
It's nothing I touch don't prosper.
Yes. Yes,
nobody can connect to me right and not prosper. And it's the Lord. It's the Lord. But it's a lifestyle.
Yes,
you see, I'm not here. Like this just up here. I'm like this 24 hours a day. He first.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm not bragging on me. I'm just saying thank God for the grace that he put on my life, that I have that hunger and that desire all the time to be in his will.
Yes.
I'm not perfect, but I got grace covering me because I run back so fast.
Yes,
if I think I messed up, I run back. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Because I don't want to be from under his instruction, his direction, and his covering. See. To walk in this type of riches, you got to walk in the fear of the Lord. Reverential conduct, honor, gratitude, thanksgiving, praise, special time with him. See, I was saying to my daughter, most people got to take time off to go be with the Lord. I got to take time off to take a break, to take a little rest. I'm always seeking him and want to know what he won't do. Whew. He got to know you love him before you can trust him. See, if you love him, you see, all the prophets and all the law hang on the fact that you love him more than anything else.
Yes, sir.
All the laws will go to working for you.
Yes,
all the prophetic will go to working for you.
Yes,
if you love him with your whole heart and soul, mind and strength.
Right.
See? So there it is. He got to the point, so whatsoever he doeth, start prospering. There's a mantle for plenty. A mantle, yeah. That's a mantle for plenty. And I think you can sum up that mantle in Joshua 1:8. There are mysteries for prosperity miracles. Jesus, in teaching about the seed in Matthew 13:11-12, you remember what he said about abundance along that line, right? Matthew 13:11-12, turn there for a minute. I told you the mantle, Joshua 1:8, I didn't turn there. But there are mysteries for prosperity and miracles. And Jesus was teaching about the different soil, but he said, he that have ears to hear. So to function in this type of financial miracles is hearing, seeing, and understanding at another dimension. In the spirit. Training yourself to hear, see, and understand what the Lord is saying.
Yes, sir.
Above all. And when you do that, when you see those seeing, hearing, and understanding, then you're able to function in abundance easily.
Yes,
because miracles will start happening in your life.
Wow.
And see, when Jesus said, he that has this shall more be given him.
Yes, sir.
And it be given to him in abundance.
Yes, sir.
See? The one that do not have it be taken from them.
Yes, sir.
So you got to decide whether you're going to have it or not have it.
Yes,
I come here for you to have it.
Yes,
and then you begin to live in abundance.
Yes, sir.
See? And then turn to John 6. John Gospel, chapter 6. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you getting there? You with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me? Are you?
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing? If you're sitting here, if you're not seeing nothing happening in your life, you're not with me. You don't see nothing. You got to listen, see, hear, and understand why the Lord want me to minister this to you. I've already proven it. You have no idea where I came from. You have no understanding how far I was under. So there's no case in this house better than my case. You can't be broker than broke. In debt, house note, car note, you know. John 6, you know what happened there, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what happened in John 6, right? Uh-huh. Y'all do know what happened in John 6, right?
Yes, sir.
I heard four people.
Yes, sir.
The rest of y'all reading. I know. That's all right, though. That's what class is all about. Let me see what he's having. You should know what happened there, though.
Yes,
sir. See, how you gonna walk in miracle? You don't know what happened in John 6.
Yes, sir.
See? You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes.
The door thing to me is automatic. I know. See, I don't spend enough time to know what happened there.
Yes, sir.
Yes. See? 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 See, if you're going to walk in miracle, you've got to study miracle.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you got to know them self-same miracles can happen to you.
Yes.
Build your faith in miracles.
Yes.
Miracles will get you out faster,
yes, sir.
Than going the normal way.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He has just a path for you.
Yes, sir.
Might not be for the person sitting next to you, unless they're your mate, because y'all gonna go down the same path. But if it is another couple sitting next to you, he might have another path,
right.
But you got to be ready to receive it.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
I said there's a mantle for miracles. There's mysteries for prosperity miracle. And I wrote this one. There are mission for prosperity miracle. Mission. Yeah. You always got to be a man and a woman on a mission. And your mission is always, you listening? Your mission is always to magnify him. No matter what happened in your life, you always want to magnify God. You see, when he, because that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
it's really not about you, it's about him. Because you become his steward to manifest him on earth. Can you see it? You're his steward. You're his carrier. He's making himself known through you.
Yes, sir.
That's why he wants you to live. He wants you to live the abundant life. He wants you to live a big life,
yes,
so he can magnify himself in the earth's realm,
yes,
that as many men and women see you that desire to be saved.
Yes,
see, that's if you get that understanding, we know this temporary here. We know this is not our home, but he wants to use us in a big way. Lord, I want to express your financial miracle on earth. You can express your financial miracle through me. But see, now you got to be a student, because you got to be up and ready to move when he tell you to do something. See, some of y'all pray too much. The Lord told me, what you going to go talk to the Lord about what he told you? You're supposed to do it.
Yes, sir.
Now you're in prayer, you're praying in tongue, and you're asking him a bunch of questions. You're like, I can't use you. Why you think I can't talk to you? You done prayed enough to get here.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I told you do it, because you've been praying. Don't come praying to me now. Do what I tell you to do. Poor the boy that went to praying when he told him to put the water in the barrel. Right, let's pray about
it.
Let's pray about it. Put the wine about to come, boy. Put the water in the...
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
No, do you really see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, how many of y'all see that God told you to do something you didn't do?
Yes, sir.
You went praying about it.
Dang it. Yes, sir.
You got to be a little wild here.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
yeah. No, I ain't talking about a wild. I said wild.
Wow.
To walk in this type of miracle, you got to be ready to move.
Yes, sir.
Ready to go for it.
Yes,
sir. Some of my family not going to see you.
Yes, sir.
Here, on the mission here, a miracle is needed. 5,000 people. Jesus knew that the miracle was available.
Yes.
And it don't take much to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
And he moved out.
Yes, sir.
And he talked, he lifted up to the Father and said, here it is. Yes. And the Father said, go ahead and give it to him.
Yes,
notice he didn't do it himself.
Yes, sir.
He put it in the disciples' hand.
Yes, sir.
Right.
I have no hand but your hand.
Yes, sir.
God wanna pass. Huh? God wanna pass. Oh my goodness. God wanna pass his goodness through your hand.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And you got to have that type of intimacy.
Come on. Yes, sir.
You got to have that type of expectation.
Yes, sir.
You got to have that type of imagination.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God want to use me.
In
miraculous
ways.
In finances. Sit down. Let me go a little more.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let's just say, money cometh miracles, cometh to me today. That's right, let's write that down. Money cometh miracles, cometh to me today. And you got something to work with now. You're gonna work, out of an ordinary pattern. You're gonna work in a supernatural pattern from this day forward. And you're gonna be listening for instruction. You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Follow his direction.
Yes, sir.
You know. Because I believe the love that is in this room and the respect that is in this room, I think you're ready.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. And the aspect of being ready now. You're going to have to jump off the natural track. In other words, when I say ready, not to wake something up and do something crazy, but to be sensitive now, because this message is not coming to you. Any one of them four or five things can hit you at any moment. And now you need to be, because he prompted me by the Holy Ghost to minister this to you, you should be ready when it comes. Why not you?
Why not?
Why you got to be somebody else? Why not you?
Why
not me? You know, you got to tell yourself, why not me? I'm the one. I'm the one he's going to use. I want you to know he's going to use me. Talk to somebody, please. Talk to somebody else. Tell somebody. I want you to know he's going to use me. I'm here. I'm available. And I heard what Apostle said, so I'm ready.
I'm ready
to be you. Sit down, let me give you a few notes right quick. I got these notes from a prophet one day, some 12, 13 years ago. And it was 5 steps for miracle. The first one was, see God as he is. See God, oh my, I could talk all day on that. See God as he is? See. But I have Ephesians 3:20 again down there. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask to thank God and the power that worketh in us. See him as he is. He's able to do anything.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Miracles are normal to him. Yeah. Step 2, now this is a good one here. Take your eyes off your circumstances.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go to that scripture. I like this scripture. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. Take your eyes off your circumstances. See, circumstances will hold you in the same level, in the same spot. Your job is a circumstance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because it ain't paying off. I mean, it's not working out. You follow what I'm saying? Now, be thankful for your job, but it wasn't supposed to do that, all that. Your job wasn't supposed to do all that. Your job wasn't supposed to buy no house and two cars and pay for the children to go to college. It's just they can't do it. They ain't paying enough for that. Your job is to get a college loan. That's the normal pattern. We're not talking about normal. We're talking about miracle. We're talking about signs. We're talking about wonder in financing. So take your eyes off your circumstances. Your circumstances got you buried. You can't even see when God's trying to get you out because you're always concerned about your circumstances. Act like you don't have no problem. Act like you don't have no debt. Act like you don't owe nobody nothing. And give God praise, and then God can get a hold of you. He can tell you to do something out of the ordinary. Take your eyes off your circumstances. How many of y'all will be honest with me? Your circumstances have been holding you back. How many of y'all will tell me the truth? Your financial circumstances, you talk about it, and you look at it all the time. Praying about it all the time. Take your eyes off it. And be ready. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Hear the question. Hear the question. Will thou be made whole? You ready for that?
Yes.
I'm talking about whole in your finances.
Yes.
How many ready to be made whole in their finances?
Yes.
I mean, I just put a $3,000 check in my hand.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
How many ready to be made whole in their finances?
Yes.
Stop looking at your circumstances.
Yes.
Stop trying to figure out some kind of little budget. Stop borrowing what you don't need. Stop borrowing trying to look prosperous. You're getting further and further away from it. Bleed for it. Don't borrow it, bleed for it. We had to come to that point in my life. We had to come to that point now. We had to come to that point. You got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Turn to John 6:6. Number three.
Yes, sir.
See your problems as miracle opportunity.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Look what John 6:6 said. Jesus already knew what he was going to do.
Yes.
He already knew.
Yes, sir.
What he's going to do for you. For your financial miracle. See your problems as miracle opportunities. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I remember the years ago when I first read it, I said, what? Stop looking at your circumstances. See your problem as miracle opportunity. It's another chance for God to show himself strong. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Step four is to realize in every promise of God is the seed for your miracle. Realize, come on, get it down. Realize, and that's Luke 5:4, 5, and 6. At thy word, when he had it done, he closed a great multitude of fish and the net break. See, realize in every promise of God is the seed for your miracle. Number five is so simple. The fifth step to your miracle, financial miracle. It's so simple. Act on God's word. Act on God's word. Let me give you, sit down, let me give you a few notes here. I think it's 1 Kings 17:15. It might be off, I got it on my. It's been years since I ministers from is. What the widow did, and her house did eat many days.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
She acted on God's word.
Yes, sir.
God and man spoke to her, and she acted. See God as he is. Ephesians 3:20. Now I'm going to give you some steps under that, right? God is our source. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
I shall not want. See him as he is.
Yes, sir.
God is my source.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Secondly, Philippians 4:19 now. God is my supplier.
Yes.
Yeah. Now you need to say this at given time instead of getting stuck in seeing God as he is. Number three, he is the God of increase.
Yes.
1 Corinthians 3:6, Psalm 115:14 says, I increase you more and more, you and your children. He's the God of increase. Then, see God as he is, he the one that give me power to get well.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 8:18.
Yes,
see, you're seeing him as he is.
Yes,
Psalm 105:36. He brought them forth with silver and gold.
Yes,
see him bringing you forth.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, he make his rich.
Yes,
see him like he is. See? Now let's take your eyes off your circumstances.
Yes.
I've given you a word. Leroy Thompson said, I'll never be broke another day in my life.
Come on.
He sure said it.
Come on.
By divine inspiration.
Yes,
I'll never be broke. Take your eyes off your circumstances.
Yes,
and don't look at no brokenness in your life. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Stop all money fear. See, we walk around with money fear. We don't say, I'm scared, I ain't got enough money. We ain't gonna go around saying that. But the enemy know we're scared.
Yes,
so when you take your eyes off circumstances, now here's another statement. You supernaturally release from all financial pressure. No, supernaturally release. Not normal release, supernatural release. Because you don't have your eyes on it. Genesis chapter 12. Turn there a minute. My goodness. We're dealing with taking your eyes off your circumstances. I'm going down and giving you some things I've learned about that. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Stop all money fear. Supernaturally release from all financial pressure. Supernaturally release from all financial pressure. In Genesis chapter 12, Abraham took his eyes off his circumstances. In the 10th verse, and there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. Did you see that?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And then the 16th verse says, and he entreated Abram well for her sake, and had sheep, oxen, and he asses, and men servant, and maid servant, and she asses, and camel. And then you notice in verse 20, it says, and Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away and his wife, and all that he had. Otherwise, in the land of famine, Abraham became rich.
Come on.
I mean, if you read the 13th chapter, the second verse, Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver. And so it doesn't matter how the land looks. You take your eyes off your circumstances. There's a land that nothing's supposed to happen. He left rich. God worked it out in different ways. He worked it out, see? What about Isaac? Genesis 26:12-14. Isaac took his eyes off the circumstances, sold in famine, and received 100-fold.
Come on.
What about Jehoshaphat? All those armies coming against him in 2 Chronicles 20:12, and then 20 and 25. Jehoshaphat took his eyes off his circumstances And it took them 3 days to carry away the spoil.
Yes, sir.
See? Took his eyes off the circumstances.
Yes, sir.
Are you going to take your eyes off your circumstances?
Yes, sir.
Your eyes on the circumstances, the thing holding you back.
Come on.
All right, let's go on to see your problem as miracle opportunity. Well, we go back to John 6:6. Jesus already knew what he's going to do. I'm going to trust the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord for miracles to come in my life. Now let's look again briefly under step 4. Relies in every promise of God is a seed for your miracle. We go back to Luke 5:4, 5, and 6 and add thy word. And when he had this done, he enclosed a great multitude of fish and their net break. The miracle came. Step 5, plant a miracle seed. Act on God's word. 1 Kings 17:15, the widow did, now how did he eat many days? 2 Corinthians 9:7, 8, and 10. Every man according to the purpose of his heart, let him give. And then there's Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So this miracle, you set up at this point for financial miracles.
Yes, sir.
You set up. You, I dare you see God as he is. I've read praying the Lord prayer behind, but the boy in his heydays, he made some wrong step, but he had taken the Lord prayer, and Larry Lee, and powerful, our Father. You know, I was praying this morning, and I had my iPad, and I hit that wrong button, and it went to there. I knew he wanted me to pray that. It's amazing. I'm praying for something this morning. And, you know, I said, well, I'm praying. And then my phone beep. And there's one of my girls, 412, praying. One of the intercessors. Four, this morning. 425, it hit again. Another one of them praying. Said, I'm praying for the meeting. So then I found out I wasn't praying by myself. But he turned over that, Larry Lee. He did a good job. Our Father. And then all the names of Jehovah, he deal with it. You know, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Jireh, he's my provider.
Yes, sir.
When you see him as he is,
yes,
he released us there over in Psalm 103. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name. See, I get there and I get the blessing of name.
Yes, sir.
But then he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. And that's 5 things he done for us there, you know. Heal all our iniquity. Thank God. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm saved. I'm born again. I ain't going to hell. I'm going to heaven. I got a lot to shout about. I was lost, but now I'm found. I don't know if any of y'all was lost before. But I got saved, me. I got born again. I can't do what I used to do. I genuinely, 47 years ago, I got born again, man. I never went back in the street. People who I used to be in the street with don't even know me. Walk right up to me, don't even know me. I'm another person. You see? It's $1,000 right there. I'm born again. Then he said he healed it all my diseases. So when something get on my body, I know it can't stay. I'm already healed before it comes. Then he protect me, you know. He delivered me from all destruction. Redeemed. He did. Then he crowned my head with loving kindness and tender mercy. You think I don't have something to shout about? Then he goes on to satisfy my mouth with good things. Then he told me I don't have to grow old and get crippled. He said, as a way to renew your youth every day. I'm getting younger and younger by the day. Still as strong as I ever been. See. Lord, good. And I'm through. I am true. Amen. Now follow these three lessons.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen at them over. Because what the Lord did in this meeting, He made us dig. And these lessons are workable swiftly.
Yes, sir.
You got it?
Yes, sir.